BlogTalkLive.com. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. A happy Tuesday evening to you. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we want to hear from you about anything, whether it be personal or political, anything that might happen to be on your mind goes. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time tonight, as we are every day during the week, Monday through Friday, 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time in the evening. And we also have our live Saturday show from 8 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time as well. And if you miss any moment of the program,
You can go onto our website and download the last 6 days of archives.
You sure can.
They're there for free.
That's right. And you can get interactive with us on the bulletin board system. Over 230 other free talkers on there. That's what we call our listeners, our dedicated listeners.
Free talkers. Dedicated listeners of free talkers. And you can go and look at the Shrine of Female Listeners.
You can.
There's all kinds of gals there that listen to the show. Send us their pictures.
And if you want, you can also send us your emails at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. And we might just read your email live on the air. As a matter of fact, we got a couple of emails tonight we should kick the show off with. But there is, I tell you what, man, which there is so much to talk about. And I don't think we're going to go there, but we should just highlight the fact, I think, at the top of the show that today, I guess, in Iraq, the governor of Baghdad was shot and killed, and a few of his buddies and some of our troops as well.
It's such a sad thing, but what a cluster F over there.
Yeah, definitely.
You know?
Definitely. Well, of course, last night, talking about the deserters, last night we mentioned that estimates are that over 250,000, there are over 200 or 250,000 insurgents / insurgent supporters in Iraq today. And of course, the longer we stay there, sure, we're going to kill some of them off, but the more we're going to generate those citizens who are currently not supporting or actually doing the bombing themselves, the attacking themselves.
One's got to wonder what causes somebody to be, you know, a full-scale terrorist. Not just a terrorist supporter, like, you know, I'm not so sure about the United States and their policies in the Middle East and their support of tyrannical governments, you know, that whole thing. What makes them a full-fledged terrorist? Like, I want to fly a 747 into a building and die a fiery death. What turns somebody into that?
Well, what would turn you into it?
You know, olive, drab, dressed, grunt, shooting my mom in the head.
That's exactly right. Or blowing up grandma's house or something like that.
You know, and it's like,
oops, we meant to drop the bomb on the palace.
It's
like these bumper sticker
conservatives, you know, these just playbook Republicans, is all they can see is, we're bringing freedom to those people. We're bringing freedom to them. I don't care how many. I don't care about the 80,000 of them we killed. The rest of them are going to be free.
Yeah,
how
sure.
stupid.
Just like we brought freedom to Vietnam, and just like we brought freedom to, you know, to Germany, and just like we brought freedom to every country we've ever invaded. Panama. Sure, there's freedom all over the world. As a matter of fact, no, there isn't. Although there is one thing that is for sure, the United States is getting less and less free, and we're going to report on that a little bit later on in the show. Of course, this is your show, and you at any time can call in and literally take over the airwaves at 800-259-9231, but I think today or within the past week or so, the 2005 Index of Economic Freedom was released, and I'm not going to tell you where the United States ranked, but I can tell you this, we're down. Down in a bad way. 1-800-259-9231 if you want to take control of the program. But let's burn through a few of these emails here.
Okay.
What say ye, Manwich?
I'll listen to your emails.
All right. Let's see. This one from Mark, who wrote us yesterday.
Mark loves us.
He
does love us.
Well, he wrote us yesterday with a real kind of pump-you-up style ego stroke email.
Okay.
Today, it's a little different.
He's thrashing us again.
Now, he says in the subject line, maybe you should stay away from grown-up issues like abortion.
Eek!
Dear Ian, and he doesn't address you on this one, even though you basically have the same opinion as I do.
I believe that abortion's murder, and we should keep it legal.
Right. Okay, there you go. I don't believe that it's murder, and we should keep it legal. I think it's a horrible thing to do, but I think it's an individual's choice. Anyway, here's what he says. Dear Ian, your opinion about abortion is exactly what I would expect coming from a young kid like yourself. You have all the attributes to host a radio program, but not enough wisdom to tackle subjects like these. Before you so he's saying he's got more wisdom than I on this one particular issue, and that's sure, with age comes wisdom. I agree with
that. And everybody who thinks they're right thinks they're wiser than the person who holds the other opinion.
He says, you don't have enough wisdom to tackle subjects like these, and before you comment on the issue of abortion, maybe you should find out why it became the hottest debate subject since 1973. Wasn't that hot last night? We brought it up, couldn't generate a single phone call off of it.
Clunk.
Abortion laws, it doesn't always work that way, sometimes it goes crazy. Abortion laws weren't created to give the woman the right to choose, the laws were created to destroy Christian America, her family, and her moral reputation. What do you think about that, man?
I'm so annoyed with the Bible-thumping Christians. Now, I must say, I'm a religious guy.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, the United States wasn't built for the purpose of preserving your religion. The First Amendment is clear that we're not to establish a religion. And when the government endorses Christianity, and Christians want the government to endorse Christianity, then they're just... It's always, oh, we're being oppressed. Mm-hmm. The poor Christians and their oppression. Please. They by far outnumber everybody else
here
in this country.
I think most of the people in Congress are self-professed Christian types.
If the Christians actually had to live in a country where the amount of religiousness of, you know, religiosity of some other religion was imposed on them,
instead of 85%.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine the screaming and howling we'd be dealing with?
Well, those Christians are kind of like the real Christians. I mean, they're over there trying to spread their message.
The government has nothing to do with your religion, and you shouldn't be using it as a lever to enforce your religion on other people.
Well, you know, he ends the email.
I'm not even done. Hold on.
All right.
Like, let's talk about the denominations. The Church of Christ doesn't believe that you should sing in your services, okay?
Really? I didn't know
that. God doesn't like singing. All right, that's a stupid stance.
According to them.
That's dumb.
Okay.
God doesn't like singing. Then why do you make me able to sing? Anyway, that's what their point of view is.
Well, maybe you can't
sing
that well.
What if the Church of Christ got in charge and told the Baptists they couldn't sing in their service?
Or the Lutherans.
And you know, that they had to conduct themselves as Church of Christians as opposed to Baptists. Now, you're not going to get too much trouble out of Lutherans, by the way.
Aren't those the ones that just jump up in the aisles and, you know, play tambourines and that sort of thing?
That would probably be Pentecostals.
Oh, see, shows what I know. See, I come from a church.
Christians can't even figure out. We can't even decide which denomination's right.
Sure.
And then you're going to tell everybody else, we're destroying our Christian nation. Get out of here.
Yeah, all the Christians. Yeah, it's a great point that the Christians disagree with one another on a variety of different issues. I came from the Presbyterian side of Christianity, when I say came from, that's how I was raised. Of course, I've gone away from that now, but that's the kind of church where everybody just sits in the pews. They have their little Bibles and their hymnals, and now and then they stand to sing from the hymnals, and that's about all the action that happens there.
I think you could safely commute that to Methodist and Lutheran too.
Yeah, some people, some churches, they actually, isn't it the Catholic Church where they have like a one loaf of bread and everybody takes a piece off the same loaf when they're doing the communion?
They may do that. The Catholic services I've been to, they had wafers.
Really? Okay.
These unleavened wafer things.
Well, anyway, 800-259-9231. I agree with you, man, which, I mean, it's just absolutely insane.
Anyway, go ahead. Read his whole email.
Abortion laws were created to destroy Christian America. You don't have to... I wonder what he means by that, abortion laws. I mean, which laws is he talking about? Did we have to pass a law to make it so women could have abortions? I don't think so, because women have the freedom to choose by default. In this country, you have the freedom to live your life how you want to live it by default, and the only thing that prevents you from doing that are laws. The things that prevent you from enjoying your freedom, prevent you from doing everything that you want to do, whether it be riding a motorcycle without a helmet, whether it be driving a car without a seatbelt, whether it be smoking marijuana, are laws. So I wonder what he means by that, the laws. We're going to explore this a little bit further, and we'll take your calls about anything at 1-800-259-9231. You can actually change the topic. 1-800-259-9231. Our board operator, Bob, says, not wafers, Christ flakes. 800-259-9231. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
A HealthyLifeChoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578, 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming? Make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear? Or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizeDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
Next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-807-5989. That's 800-807-5989. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-807-5989. That's 800-807-5989. Not available in all states.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Ben with you.
Inside hour number one of the program here until 10 o'clock Eastern time. And we'll take your calls about anything, whether it be personal or political. Anything goes on this show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. The email address is ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. And we might just read your emails on the air, especially if they're incendiary and angry. Mark is emailing saying that I'm just not old enough to talk about abortion.
You little punk.
I'm just a 24-year-old punk, and I don't know anything
about...
He's right about that.
Let's make the...
Okay. But he's saying I don't know anything about the world, and I must beg to differ on that one. I think I pay a lot more attention to the issues than the average American does.
Well, I don't think age has much to do with it. There are people of all age brackets that support pro-choice,
mm-hmm.
and all people of all age brackets that are pro-life.
Well, he's making the suggestion that because I'm under a certain age that I can't even talk about this.
But I understand where he's coming from. When I think about having a intellectual conversation with about an issue with a person who's younger than a certain age,
right.
I'm annoyed.
Oh, absolutely. I totally understand that. I mean, if I was talking to somebody who was 20, I would have to say that most 20-year-olds, again, stereotyping, most 20-year-olds just aren't there. I mean, they don't have the mental capacity because they just haven't experienced life yet. Now, personally, at age 20, I was out of my parents' house. I was living on my own. And I think once you get out of the school system, once you get out of college / high school, that's when you really start to mature. And I think a lot of people who are that age just haven't had that happen to them yet. So I agree with you on that. Anyway, Mark says that the abortion laws in this country weren't created to give the woman the right to choose. The laws were created to destroy Christian America, her family, and her moral reputation, referring to America's family, I guess.
Okay.
And her moral reputation. Johnson just instant messages me. He says, I had a giant bowl of Lord Co. Christ Flakes this morning. Anyway. So he goes on. Let me read the rest of this email, and we'll continue commenting on it. He says, Ian, wisdom isn't something you learn by hosting a radio program. It's something you gain through many more than 24 years of living. America is the culture of death. Don't you listen to the Pope. Whatever that means. Population control tactics have been around for ages, and today's population control measures happen to be abortion, homosexuality, pharmaceutical control over health, and last but not least, war. Good day,
They're
Mark.
Doing a terrible job because the average age that a person lives to goes up and up every single year. So who's ever in charge of this population control thing? They're doing a crappy job, and I want their head on a platter.
It's just utter paranoia.
If you put everybody in, you could give everybody a little city lot, and you could put them, even with streets and everything, they wouldn't fill up Southeast America.
You're absolutely right.
And
about
the whole
that.
Rest of the world would be unpopulated.
Let's go to the phones, though. Let's go to Reload from Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Reload.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Is that your name, Reload?
That's it.
It's always a good idea to reload.
Well, you know, when you drink your whole drink, you need a reload.
Oh, that kind of reload. I got it. Okay.
Okay, anyway, I just wanted to speak and clue you in a little bit and be truthful, and you say anything goes here, and so this will probably be a little bit incendiary for some people.
Well, make sure that there's a
the language
word.
Will be fine.
Okay, great.
Okay, anyway, on the abortion item.
Yes.
Understand, number one, I'm Christian, and I consider that life begins at conception and therefore view abortion as premeditated murder.
Okay.
That out of the way, abortion originally was legalized as a money-saving effort for Uncle Sammy's socialist programs because the vast majority of abortions were assumed that they were going to be to primarily black, but also other minority women, that we would then not have to maintain food stamps, welfare, and all those type things. And that's the truth. I was there, and I'll
Where?
Listen to your feedback for a minute.
Where were you? You were
in
there?
The you age, were there?
In
what
the
do you
age
mean
group.
Ah, you were old enough to know
there
these
There you
things.
Go. Mid-40s.
So you're saying, can you recap that, man, which I'm a little bit lost on?
He's basically saying that abortion was legalized so that we could control the populations of the blacks and Hispanics.
It wasn't so much to control the populations as it was to eliminate the socialistic cash outflow for things like food stamps and welfare, etc.
Well, why don't we
because
just
because it was assumed
those.
That the majority of those participating in premeditated murder would be black women.
Is that a fair assumption?
It has been incorrect if it were a fair assumption. Now, if we wanted to do that, if the powers that be wanted to do that, why didn't they eliminate the welfare programs?
Well, because that would reduce the size of government, and this is all about bigger government.
Well, we definitely agree with reducing the size of government. I think both of us agree that abortion is certainly a bad thing. So are you arguing, Reload, for the for abortion being illegal? I'm not sure about that.
Let me restate.
Okay.
It's my opinion that life begins at conception.
Great. Okay. I understand that.
And that abortion is, in fact, premeditated murder.
Right.
And if more than one person is involved, it's conspiracy to commit or commit premeditated
murder. I understand where you're coming from. And Manwich started out this, topic by, you said, Manwich, you agree that it's murder. So you would agree with Reload that you think it's murder.
I do, in fact.
But you believe it should be legal. Now, Reload, you're saying you don't think it should be legal because you believe it's murder, right? Are you just going to restate what you just said? Yes, okay. So what's the punishment going to be for the women who get abortions?
We sure don't need no department of anything to go hunting them down.
Okay.
That's their problem. And I think it's a sin for our country to sanction it. Once again, if the basic constitutional fundamentals of you have the right to life, liberty,
we agree with all that. If it's a sin for the country to sanction it, and I agree with that, I don't think the government should be involved in promoting nor denying abortions. And so it sounds like we might actually be on the same page, Reload.
I kind of like his opinion, and I don't want to go after him.
No, that's what I'm saying. It sounds like we might be on the same page. I just want to make sure that we're kind of in agreement here.
I think we pretty much are.
Good man, Reload. Thanks for the call. Anything else on your mind?
That'll do me for now. I'll listen in later. Have a good call.
We appreciate it. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones again with Chris in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. This abortion subject, I've been hearing it for the last 43 years, and I think it's a woman's right to choose. I firmly believe that life starts at the child's first breath.
Okay.
And the abortion issue with stem cell research, with some of the stuff they do in the laboratory, I'm against stem cell research, of them taking fetus cells and stems, and I'm just totally against it.
Most of the stem cell research that's done, that's been successful, fetus stem cell research has been largely unsuccessful. Most of the stem cell research they've had a lot of luck with is stem cells drawn from the inside of people's own mouths.
Correct. But I think that if it's done in the private sector, it would be okay, but not
agree with that.
Government
doesn't need to be funding any sort of research.
Hold on just a second. We've got to go to a break.
Government-funded research actually doesn't result in anything ever, really. 800-259-9231. Private sector is definitely the way to go. 800-259-9231. Your calls next, if you make them. This is Free Talk Live.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you'd like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at GCNlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327, extension 150.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it's your show. All you have to do is take control, but all you have to do to take control is call 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231.
You're a silly manwich.
I'm not very good at this.
1-800-259-9231. The email address is ftl@freetalklive.com, ftl@freetalklive.com, and we might just read your emails live on the air. But the show primarily is about your calls, because literally you can bring up anything, whether it be political or personal. Don't forget, you can also log on at the website, freetalklive.com, and check out our bulletin board system. We've got over 230 members, thousands of posts for you to surf through. There's the Shrine of Female Listeners at the website, the archive section, and much, much more. It's all there for you at freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones, though. We got Chris on the line in Tennessee. Chris, you're back on Free Talk Live. You had a limited time before, but now you got a little bit
more. Yeah, this is January 4th in the year 2005, and we're still talking about abortion.
Isn't it amazing? And there are people out there, and we haven't heard from any of them necessarily tonight specifically, but we've had a call before from somebody who wanted to put women who have abortions to death. Can you believe that, Chris? Is that Christian?
Well, the thing that gets me about this, I've got kids sitting in the orphanage right now, okay? We have illegal immigrants that are coming over here giving birth for citizenship, but yet the husband and wife who are working two jobs, they can't have proper medical insurance to have kids. And the fact of the matter is, it's a woman's right to choose. We have to go back to the primitive days where girls would use coat hangers and other primitive things and damage themselves.
Well, last night, Manwich, you had a report from, what was the country, Guarana or something like that?
Gabon in Africa. The one out of four deaths that occurred to pregnant women over in the year 2003, I believe it was, or 2004, one out of four deaths was from a back alley abortion.
What gets me is depleted uranium. I'm not switching subjects here.
Okay.
But the kids who are giving birth right now who are in our military are coming back from depleted uranium and having birth defects. You know, what gets me is also the federal judges, where we can't appoint any federal judges right now, where this is the key issue supposedly everybody's focusing on. We want to get a judge that's in there that's pro-choice, which would mean the woman's right to choose, and they're unelectable. I just don't see it, you know. Why does the Bible have to come involved into our human life so much? It's a woman's right to choose.
It shouldn't. And you know what? As far as those Christians out there that are anti-abortion, if they want to have a real effect, what they should do is they should engage in ostracism. You know, if you want to make it so that people feel the pain after they have an abortion, then don't serve them at your restaurants, don't serve them at your businesses, and let them know, we don't want your type around here. I mean, that's the best, most effective way for you to get your message out there without actually spending my money and locking these people in prison, or worse yet, putting them to death, which seems to me the most unchristian thing you could possibly do, is putting someone to death for having an abortion.
What I would like to see focused on is some of the shots that the kids have been given that cause autism and dyslexia in some of their early ages. You know, it seems like we're just losing the focuses. I mean, time and time again, even this war on terrorism. Terrorism's at the gas pump. $1.65 a gallon.
It's $1.65 where you are?
Yeah, $1.65 a gallon.
Man, you got it nice. It's
We're moving.
Like a, it's $1.95 here in Florida.
I tried to call you guys last week about that guy that had a pistol on his leg and that drug deal thing.
Right, yeah.
There's nothing wrong with smoking marijuana. I think they should legalize it.
He got he got 55 years for that.
Right. He's dead. He's a dead man. But, I mean, he knew what he was doing. I mean, I'm pro-gun. Okay, I'm a Marine. I'm pro-gun.
Right on.
He knew what he was doing.
Oh, absolutely.
And
who can blame him? I mean, he's involved. He's involving himself in the black market trade, and in that business, there's some serious risk of injury. And I don't blame the guy for strapping a piece on.
The thing that gets me is this is free talk. If you people are sitting out there, you're too lazy to pick the damn phone up. It's your own fault. You know,
I agree with that.
And the other thing, right now, I'm focusing on Social Security. I can't believe that they want to cut Social Security benefits for our sick and elderly. Okay.
I love Chris. He's got all kinds of issues.
No,
you're the best caller we've had in the last week.
Hey, well, you're looking for a third guy. What's up, man?
No, but seriously, guys, it's time for us youth to come out there and start voting, put people in office, and let's get some of these multi-million dollar career politicians out. This is our country. And stop bitching and let's get things on the ball.
Well, I think since you bring that up, and I think it sounds like you've called the show before, haven't you, Chris?
Well, my situation is for the last 4 years I broke my back and I'm unable to work anymore and I'm disabled. So after the last 4 years I've concentrated on shortwave radio and the internet has been my life, and I've listened to people and talked to them, and it's gotten to the point where to get anybody to organize to do anything, they can't get off the couch.
I'll tell you what, man. There is something that you might want to check out. It's called the Free State Project. Have you heard of it?
No.
It's actually, it looks like they're going to end up being a major sponsor of this program. We're just waiting for basically a check to come through, and then we're going to start pushing the hell out of them on the air, basically. The purpose is to move 20,000 people who feel like you and myself and Manwich do, that we should have more freedom, that people need to actually get off their ass and do something to get that freedom, because you have to guard your liberty.
Right.
20,000 people who want more liberty are all going to be moving to New Hampshire eventually, and they're going to not just be people moving to New Hampshire, they're going to be activists, because when they get there, they're going to take action, they're going to do something, and we are going to have liberty in our lifetimes.
Well, I own land here in Tennessee, and I've ran for United States Senate twice. I've received 4,000 votes in the last election. I'll probably run, replace Senator Bill Fritz in year 206.
And wow, congratulations. Yeah. Do you run as a Libertarian, Chris?
I ran as a Republican at first, and the Republican Party would not let any grassroots other people attend any of the debates.
Huh.
And I said, that's it. So I ran with the American Independent Party for the state senate. I ran for the United States Senate around the Republican Party. But that's the one thing about being an independent is your name's automatically on the ticket.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then in Tennessee.
In Tennessee. It doesn't
I think since Harry Brown is in Tennessee, he's one of our favorite radio hosts. He has a Saturday night show right after ours on Saturday night. He lives there, and I guess in Tennessee, if you have a third party, you can't even mention your party's name on the ticket anyway, so you might as well be an independent, right?
Yeah, and I'm comfortable here. I own my own land, and everything's good. But the point that I'm trying to get at is that I focused on C-SPAN hours at a time, and Senator Paul Wellstone, I admired the man.
I don't know how you could stand it, Chris.
Well, stand what? I didn't
listening to those bureaucrats.
I'm focused on as far as the energy bill. Did you guys follow the energy bill that wasn't passed? Okay,
no,
that's what I've been doing. The energy bill wasn't passed because MTBE, which is a gasoline additive, is put in gasoline, and MTBE has poisoned our drinking water. And 1 gallon of this stuff poisons 100,000 gallons of drinking water.
You got less than 30 seconds to wrap it up.
Anyway, that's the reason why the energy bill wasn't passed, is because our Congress listened to the big oil companies, and they wouldn't roll over on it. So, people, if you're feeling sick, you need to get your water tested. It's a bad deal. But anyway...
Yeah, I would never advise anyone to drink their county water.
No.
Not a good idea. Chris, hey, thanks for the call, buddy, man. We really appreciate it, and hopefully we'll hear from you again. Great call. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I mean, the man is basically hospitalized. I mean, not really. He's out of commission, but he's doing more for freedom in this country than the average American is.
Well, you know, If they'd free up our taxes, we'd all have twice as much time to work on our freedom.
That's for damn sure. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control and bring up anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Hi folks, this is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste, big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. The show you can literally take control of. Hijack the airwaves and bring up whatever it is that's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And joining us here, and Manwich's cell phone's here with us tonight as well. 1-800-259-9231. You can also email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. We might just read your emails live on the air. We read one email at the top of the show and generated a couple phone calls out of it. So you never know. Your email might be a real hit.
And we do have some hot email topics.
We certainly do. And that's because we have some really great listeners out there who take part of the show, who get the show. I think Chris, who we just had on the air moments ago, he gets the show. I mean, he brought up three different topics while he was on the show.
Sure did.
Anyway, I want to make it clear, this Free Talk Live is not a guest-based show. We don't have guests in. I mean, we've been on the air for over 2 years, and in the 2 years that we've been on the air, we've had two guests. One of them was Michael Badnarik, the Libertarian presidential candidate this past year. The other one was another talk show host named Lionel. So those are the two guests we've had.
Those are pretty big names in guests.
Absolutely. We have someone in the studio who's definitely not a big name, but I think the topic is very interesting, and I wanted him to be here to describe it himself. His name is Richie, and he goes to school in the Tampa Bay area. He goes to high school. Now, Richie, you are in the ROTC program. You probably turn your microphone on. There you go. Try again. Yeah, go ahead.
Junior ROTC, which would be Junior Recruit Officer Training course.
Right. So you're in the little program where the kids put on the little military fatigues, and you get their little pop rifles, right? And you do the military thing.
Pop rifles, those are real rifles, buddy.
You guys actually get to shoot real guns?
Real rifles, okay. Real bows and arrows, everything.
Got it. So it's a very pro-military organization, and it's kind of designed to help, I guess, push kids into the military, right? I mean, that's the purpose behind it.
And also another purpose behind it is to motivate younger people to become better citizens. That's their motto.
Right. Now, the reason...
you don't seem to believe that.
The reason... Well, I think I do believe it. They want them to be good little citizens, meaning fall right in line with the government way of thinking and do everything the government wants you to do, that sort of thing. And I was just amazed when my fiance came home today. She told me that she was talking to you earlier today. She told me she kind of recapped what you had expressed to her. What is it that they're going to be giving you in the next over the next couple weeks?
Well, over the next couple weeks, we're doing a program called CERT.
What does that stand for? Citizens...
Community Education and... Something else. It's just
Community Education Response Team or something like that? I mean, because I couldn't believe when she told me what was in this little package that the ROTC
is going to
give you.
Oh, yes, that's what it was. Community Education Response Team. I was only briefed shortly on it. But yes, if you were to complete the course, you get a backpack full of items like tools, like... You get a little mini sledgehammer, axe, things like that, and you also get a hard hat and
sound like a good, useful things to have.
Didn't you also get a vest that says Department of Homeland Security on it or something like that?
We actually get a cert thing, but we are put on the register for Homeland Security.
What does that mean? The register. That sounds scary. What is that?
Meaning, if they need us, they'll call us out.
They need you. They'll call. And what if you don't want to go?
Well,
do they drop you from ROTC, or do you get punished? Or
no, you actually have a choice whether or not you want to go or not.
Uh-huh.
But
it's nice. When you're in high school, you still get a choice, but when you actually join the military, you don't have any more choices.
But the thing is when, say there's a hurricane,
uh-huh.
If they call you out and say your roof's caving in on you,
okay,
and like your parents say you can't go.
Right.
Because you're obviously needed at your home.
Got it. See, I got the impression that this was kind of like a little kit for basically the Hitler Youth of America. They got their little Department of Homeland Security.
You're always on the lookout for things like this.
They've got their little Homeland Security vest. You got your little your hard hat, the sledgehammer. But you're saying it's for supposedly a disaster response, not necessarily for terrorism.
Actually, it's for natural disasters, terrorism, and whatnot.
For terrorism. What on earth are you going to do with a sledgehammer if there's a terrorist strike? It was just mind-boggling to me. It just seems to me to be part of this, brainwashing of the youth of America.
You would need some tools to excavate maybe a blown-up building or something like that.
I see.
And a hard hat never hurts.
You know what? So you mentioned that you get this stuff, you get this backpack full of stuff if you pass the course, the CERT course.
Yes.
What does that entail? What do you have to do to pass?
What we got to do is we got to learn how to put out like small fires, learn how to do light search and rescue.
Huh. Okay. Like a flare, like set off a flare or something like that.
Yeah, stuff like that. Put out small fires and actually go into buildings that are. You also even get a mask.
A mask? Like a gas mask? Or ski mask?
I think like a gas mask.
Give the Hitler Youth a few ski masks and call them out to... okay, so it wasn't quite what I thought it was going to be. I'm a little disappointed.
You know, it stands to reason. You're like Chicken Little of the liberties. Oh my, the Constitution's failed us! Now they've got the Hitler Youth miniature brown shirts!
What it sounded like to me.
It sounds like a good idea. You get the kids out, you know, they march around in the sun a little bit, you know, they get to pop off a few rounds from the gun, and, you know, to tire them out before you send them home, they practice with the little engineer's hammer, banging some things up.
My final question for you, Richie, is the ROTC program, does it make you want to join the military?
Evidently, yes.
Really?
Ooh. I think it's brainwashing.
You think it's brainwashing, and yes. You're in the program.
Yes, and I'm trying to get out of it.
I'd like to get some of the paperwork that they give you, some of the documentation. Anyway, if you've got a comment, 800-259-9231, so it's not as sinister as I thought it was, but nonetheless, it's our tax dollars being wasted. 800-259-9231, it's your show, Free Talk Live. Take control.
You and your family members getting enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555, and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. See Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call See Minerals today, toll-free, 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555, or visit seamineral.com.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. About to wrap up hour number one, but there's hours two and three still to come. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. And also, we have a live show on Saturday nights as well from 8 to 10.
Hardest working guys in radio.
No doubt about
it. You don't see the rest of them out there doing Monday through Friday for 3 hours a day and then tossing in a Saturday show that's live
every
single day.
There really aren't very many shows like that. In fact, probably no more than maybe one or two others out there in the radio industry.
There's a few.
Yeah, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231.
Well, who doesn't take vacations either?
We don't. We had a forced vacation towards the end of the year because the network just wouldn't put anyone in the studio.
God knows you wouldn't have given it to us.
hey, got an email in response to an earlier email that we were reading about the abortion situation, and Brandon emails us. He says, "Ian, I'm so freaking tired." And by the way, you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. Brandon says, "I'm so freaking tired of the mainstream Christians today. They scream and cry about moral issues and then turn around and vote for Bush. I give kudos to those Christians who support the Constitution Party, and I give kudos to those who vote Libertarian. It's these ridiculous Sean Hannity Christians. Oh, my God. I'm so frickin' ticked off. And he actually writes, frickin'. If Christians were really concerned about the country, they would be supporting liberty and the freedom to choose to believe in the Lord or not. And he signs it in Christ, Brandon Harnish. So he is actually a Christian who is writing this about his fellow Christians, if you will. I gotta say that while I he mentions the Constitution Party in there, and I have to say the Constitution Party certainly are allies on 90% of the issues, but I think that that they just don't get it when it comes to two, at least that I know of.
Which two are those?
Abortion and immigration. Those are the two that the Constitution Party they don't quite have all the facts on.
Well, both the Libertarian Party and the Constitution Party purport to support the Constitution.
Right.
And neither one of those are clearly outlined in the Constitution, and abortion could be a stance of your religion.
Mm-hmm.
And the immigration issue is, it's sort of a frame of mind. So I don't know as though there's a big difference.
There's not a huge difference. It's just what I hear them calling for. They're calling for more control in both of those areas. And if you're a fan of the Constitution, I think it's a little bit contradictory. Anyway, 800-259-9231. So thanks for the email, Brandon. We certainly appreciate it. 1-800-259-9231. What are we going to do next? Oh, here's another one that I've got. Somebody else responded to a topic that we had last night. We were talking about the future of movies and the future of entertainment technology and that sort of thing. And somehow drive-ins came up. Drive-in theaters came up. And I mentioned that I thought that in a magazine article I'd read that there were seven of them, seven drive-in theaters remaining in the United States. And according to a Dear Ask Yahoo column from 2003, let's see, there are the first drive-in theater opened in Camden, New Jersey in June of 1933. In 1950, at the height of their popularity, there were about 3,775 drive-ins, and in December of 97, so about 5 years ago, there were 815 drive-ins remaining. So a whole hell of a lot more than I thought.
But perhaps they've diminished.
I suppose they could have, dropped off since there. Anyway, 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Coming up, we'll tell you about the United States and how far we have fallen on the scale of economic freedom. You won't believe it. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're talking